Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Colossians, the third chapter. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Grayson Grenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Wyandotte, Michigan.
Today I'd like to take us to a day that is foundational for life as we know it. No, I am not talking about the day you graduated high school. No, I'm not talking about the day you married your wife, the day that you were born, any of those days. I'm talking about the day that you were baptized, the day when God washed away your sin and gave to you the gift of the Holy Spirit as a pledge of your salvation, the day when your life was wrapped up into the life of Christ, the day when you died with him upon the cross, were buried with him into the tomb, and raised again with him, the day that is foundational for your life each and every day. That's what Paul is telling us today in our reading from Colossians, that if we have been raised with Christ, if the reality is that you and I have been connected to his life and death by the waters of baptism, then we need to live in that life and forgiveness. We need to live in the reality of being Christ's followers, God's children. We need to live in the power of our baptism. not just as something that happened oh so long ago that we might not even remember because we were too little, but instead to live by faith in the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit, that the power of God is shown to us each and every day in the forgiveness we receive returning to those waters, that the power of God is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. That power of God is coming to us so that we might put to death what is earthly in us, the sin that clings so closely, the sin that brings with it the wrath of God, that we might put away from us anger and wrath and lies and obscene talk, that we might live in the reality of Christ's life, that we might put on as God's chosen, holy, and beloved ones, compassionate hearts and kindness, patience, that we might bear with one another and that we would forgive as the Lord has forgiven us, that we might live in the reality of Christ's life. Yes, we are forgiven. Yes, we are saved. Yes, we have eternal life. Let us live in that reality because Christ is seated at the right hand of God above, and he will return and take us to be with him in glory. Let us live now as we will then. No, we will not do it perfectly. The image of God that has been restored to us is not yet seen in all its fullness. Instead, it is a daily battle between the old Adam and the new creature that God has made us to be. That reality, though, does not change what you and I are called to do, to live in the forgiveness and the power of the Spirit at work in us. We are to live in that reality in the instances we find ourselves each and every day. As a husband, I need to love my wife. I need to care for her as Christ cares for me. As a child, I need to be obedient to my parents. I need to look to them for guidance, but also to look after them as they grow older. I am to, as a father, not exasperate my children, not provoke them that they be discouraged, but instead raise them up in the knowledge of God. That as an employee, I would do everything as if I were working for the Lord and not for my employer. I need to, as a master, treat those that work for me and with me justly and fairly, because I know my master in heaven, Christ. I know him to be gracious and merciful. I know him to be the one who has forgiven me. Each and every day, you and I have an opportunity to go back to our baptism again and again and again, to be reminded of what Christ did for us, and to live in the reality of it, to live in the forgiveness and the power that God shows by his death and resurrection. May we do it today. Amen.
We thank Pastor Grayson Grenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Wyandotte, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.